In the morning, Gitmo Nation. Thank you for joining me once again. My name is Sir Craig Jones, and I am joined, as always, by Chemslave. Hello, Chemslave.
Yo.
It's a big day for Chemslave, because we get to find out what his name is. Chemslave, what's your first name?
Chemslave.
What's your first name, Chemslave?
Andrew.
Andrew! Oh my god. You know, that means that I don't have to edit this program 5,000 times to delete every single time I say Andrew accidentally. So thank you for that, Chemslave. Chemslave was a little bit worried about losing his job if his employers found out that he was on this network. But he's got a job security now, so we can sneak his name in once in a while. But he's still going to be called Chemslave.
Yes, they really need me, so I don't worry.
Good. Well, at least now I can call you Andrew and not have to spend 20 minutes trying to find where I called you Andrew and cut that out. That was always a pain in the ass. So, ladies and gentlemen, we are making some changes to this program. We have a name.
Yay!
Can you believe it? It's amazing. And I think the name is quite appropriate. And you know, Andrew, I should have looked beforehand. I don't think anybody else has a program named Just Getting By on the No Agenda stream, but I'm not 100% on that. But we'll find out. So our program's name is Just Getting By with Sir Craig Jones and Chemslave. And we are going to roll out a website and some email addresses over the next coming weeks. But for right now, we're just going to keep things simple. So welcome to the inaugural edition of Just Getting By. I think we're going to really enjoy this. So let's get started with the stories, Chemslave. What would you like to talk about first?
I don't know. I saw something about the dollar being discarded by the world.
Really? Wow. Yeah, this is an interesting story, because it is a theory of Adam Curry's that these revolutions in the Middle East are being caused by the United States' attempts to keep China out of the oil import industry of the Middle East. They're trying to keep China from encroaching on their territory. And this is just another example of the United States and China going at it economically, and China already declaring victory. In this case, saying, you know what, the dollar's dead. It's not going to be the reserve currency. The world is moving away from the dollar, and good riddance. Now, who said that, Chemslave, or Andrew, whatever the hell your name is now? Who said that? Now, let me answer that question for you. Because the person who said that is the very same person who said that the United States' credit rating will go down. As a matter of fact, he lowered it himself. With the press of a button, he lowered the credit score. But I'm not talking about the guy from S&P. No, 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 no. No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about, I want to say Juan, but that's like, that's Spanish, but Guan Jiangzong. This man, Wang Jiangzong, my apologies to any Chinese people out there that are offended. That's my best pronunciation. This man is the chairman of Dagang Global Credit Rating Agency. And this is an agency that is just like Moody's or S&P. They rate countries and assign whether they're good, medium, or bad in terms of their credit standing. And they downgraded us last week, well before S&P downgraded us. And nobody paid attention to them. John Dvorak made the point that nobody cares about Dagang. And that's absolutely true. But it's still interesting. This is a powerful company in China, and this is a powerful man, and he's saying that the reserve currency is going to be just not a factor anymore for the U.S. dollar. Now, China has said this stuff in the past. They always say this stuff. They're always going to say this stuff. I'm not exactly terrified for the state of the dollar yet. I know there's a lot of people in this country that do believe that the reserve currency is not going to be the dollar come 5, 10, 15 years in the future. I'm not that scared yet, because what is going to replace it? China is artificially, China is artificially lowering the value of the yen. Their yen is worth almost nothing, purposely. But unless they want to actually assign it some real value, that cannot be the reserve currency, because there's not enough of it to go around. Is the euro going to replace the dollar? I don't think so. If any currency is in danger of being killed, it is not the dollar, but the euro. I don't expect that to be replacing anything. And then you have Russia and China saying, oh, we got to have a new currency. Well, who's going to adopt that? Who's going to state what that currency is and how what the exchange rates are going to be? And who's going to peg it to what currency? That's a very complicated issue, and it's an issue that so long as the United States has some sort of leverage, is never going to let happen, even with these people in the White House. So it's an interesting story. It is certainly an important story, given that S&P downgraded us as well. But, you know, you got to take it with a grain of salt. What do you think?
I don't know. S&P is saying that they have a negative outlook for next 6 to 24 months. And they're actually put in a chance that they might actually have to downgrade it again. And they're giving it a 1 in 3 chance. Or, if you want to put it into percentages, 33.
They're giving it a 1 in 3 chance that they're going to have to downgrade.
Again.
That's right. But that means there's a 2/3 chance that they won't have to.
Yes, but there's a hidden message in these numbers, Craig.
I know, 33%. Yes, I know. Yeah. That's the issue, isn't it? Now, what do you think that means?
Well, going on the no agenda thoughts, it might be a mission accomplished. Sending a mission accomplished to someone, or hey, look at this, and
Yeah. All right, boys. All right, we did it. We fucked them over. Let's go back now. We're good. We're done. Yeah, you know, something like that, maybe. Yeah, absolutely. I absolutely agree with you. I think that is what it is, if there is anything to this 33 at all. And I think there is. I used to be skeptical of that. I really did. I used to really be skeptical of this 33 business. But there are just too many examples. It's scary. And I absolutely think that there is a message. It might not be mission accomplished, but it's as good as any that I can think of, so I'm going with it.
Now looking at the article I'm reading again.
Yep.
There's some mix up between the John Chambers, the managing director, and the people at MSN, because on the site he says there's a 1 in 3 chance, but the subtitle of the article is because of gridlock, debt puts chances at 1 in 4 in next 2 years.
Oh. So who said 1 in 4?
Jackie Frank from Reuters.
and the S&P guy was the one that said 1 in 3.
Yes.
Huh, that's fascinating. You see, that might actually back up the idea that this really was like a mission accomplished thing. Because the 33 came from the institution. And it was only this idiot, this Jackie Frank, that screwed it up. She didn't get the memo. Or she, the antenna in her brain wasn't wired correctly or something. And she wasn't getting the signal from the CIA to put down 33. Instead, she put down 25.
This is interesting. I wonder what 25 means.
Yeah, you know, have they pointed out anything about 25? I don't think so.
No.
I don't recall hearing anything about that. So I don't. You know, I think Jackie might have just had a moment. She might have had a spacey moment. Like I said, maybe somebody's cell phone signal was too strong and it interrupted her connection to the CIA. And, you know, something like that.
Something yeah, that's possible.
Something happened in this article. And she screwed up. And she's probably getting talked to right now by David Petraeus. What the hell are you doing? What the hell are you doing? That's supposed to be 33. Do you know how many people are going to see that and think that something bad happened? That they didn't succeed? What is wrong with you? So, you know, if it had been S&P that said 1 in 4, now that would have been fascinating. That would have been the story. But no, they're 1 in 3. They're 33%. So that's the magic number, and, you know, I'm going with it. So I don't care what this Jackie woman says. What about you? Do you agree with that?
Hey, John Chambers says 33. Who am I to argue with John Chambers?
Even that name sounds intimidating, doesn't it? John Chambers. Doesn't that sound like a CIA guy to you?
Oh, yeah, it's like Chambers. Chambers of what, a gun?
Chambers of secrets.
Oh, God.
Booyah. All right. See, we're not even like 10 minutes into the show, and we jumped the shark with that reference. So this is what we're going to do. Because we screwed up so bad, we're going to apologize to the audience by just stopping now.
Yep.
Okay, we have reached the end of our limit for today, but fear not. We'll be back on Wednesday, and we will have more stories that are going to just lighten your day. So, on that note, I think we're going to sign off, and I will talk to you on Wednesday.
Sayonara.
See ya.